views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Macris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Macris. Then I go to
my... Welcome to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Macris. Hello, everyone. We are so excited. We're having part two today of our visit with the Limelight Foundation and the renowned skier that you all remember from the Olympics, Anjeli Van Lannen. So welcome back, ladies. It's wonderful to have you here, Phyllis Bedford. How are you both?
Hi. We're just great. It's great to be back. Yeah, thank you for having us back.
Oh, yes, it's my honor. I wish I could have had you on the full show last week, but we want to hear Anjeli's story. All of the world was so fascinated and cheering you on as we watched you on those snowy winter days. Tell us, how many years were you sick before you got diagnosed?
I was sick for 14 years before I was correctly diagnosed with Lyme disease.
Oh, my gosh. So you were young when you got sick, huh?
Yeah, I lived in the Midwest for a year when I was 10 years old, and I started having mystery illnesses, just a lot of different health issues that, you know, fluctuated a lot and really confused doctors for the next 14 years.
Amazing. So... first, I have to ask you, are you one of, do you have siblings?
Yes, I'm the youngest in my family. I have an older brother.
An older brother. And so I'm imagining, because you are so athletic, you probably are an athletic family and you are outside and playing all the time, right?
Yeah, my family, you know, we're all athletes and enjoy skiing. That's how I got into skiing. And, yeah, just being in the outdoors and enjoying great weather and nature has been a huge part of our lives.
Yeah, I'm an outdoor lover too, and I live up in the hills of New Hampshire and have raised my children outdoors too, hiking and skiing and camping and canoeing. And, you know, I got sick, my son got sick, and a bunch of us have been exposed to ticks and Lyme disease. It's unfortunate, but it's very prevalent now in our world. So I'm sure your parents were baffled by these mystery conditions.
I mean, yeah, my mom and my whole family, you know, they were really supportive over the years trying to figure out what was going on. And I saw over 20 doctors, you know, all over the country. And at times my symptoms were really severe, and it was a really scary, you know, potential diagnosis that we were looking into. And sometimes they weren't as severe. And, mm-hmm. you know, I really just tried to move on with my life and continue being active and pursuing my athletic dreams. But, yeah, a mixed bag there, just a confusing time.
A very confusing time. And as a teenager, I know how hard it is because you're trying to do school studies, you're trying to keep up with the others, and, you know, you've got these symptoms dogging you, and you're exhausted a lot of the time, right?
Yeah, in high school, I just remember falling asleep during class a lot, just really struggling to read, you know, the chapters that we needed to read, and for homework and being able to read what was going on the board and take notes properly. It was really challenging, and I actually had some teachers, you know, comment about, you know, me being a bit of a slacker, so to speak, and it was really hurtful because I was trying so hard and because I was so focused on doing well, and I just wasn't able to. I pushed through, and it all worked out in the end. But, you know, I just remember my high school years being really challenging because of that.
I have great sympathy for you, because I've worked with many teenagers, and I know, you know, how difficult it is. And you know, you wonder if you're imagining things sometimes, or do other kids feel the way I'm feeling, or, you know, what's going on here? I mean, it's a very confusing illness, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be, for sure. And I think with more awareness and understanding out there in society and in our communities and just amongst people who have Lyme disease, relating to other people who are going through it and letting people know that they're not alone, I think it's less confusing, and it can be such a help. And it was really helpful for me when everyone around me started to understand what I was going through. Their support just lifted me up.
I bet. So how did you finally get diagnosed?
My family had watched me for years go through all these health issues, and my aunt saw a documentary on Lyme disease and recognized so many of my symptoms in, you know, the people in the film that they were following who had Lyme disease, that she prompted me to go to my doctor and request a test. And a week later, or 2 weeks later, I went to a specialist and got a second opinion, and it was official that I had Lyme disease.
Oh, my gosh. So what was your feelings like when you finally got that diagnosis?
Oh, well, a lot of people think it would have, or ask if it was a relief, and I can't say it was, just because of the information that I found researching Lyme disease on my own. It was really scary just seeing the negativity that is online and out there for anyone to read. There's just not a very hopeful outlook. And that was another reason I was so motivated to make Limelight, the documentary that I produced and made with New Productions, because I wanted people to see that there is hope, and I wanted there to be something positive out there in the media.
Good
about
for
Lyme
you.
Because for me, it was a pretty down time when I found out I had Lyme. You know, on one hand, it was great to know what it was, but on the other hand, I wasn't sure if there was going to be a way I could get back to skiing and being active again. And now that I have, I really want to share that with other people and let them know it's possible.
Good for you. I'm so proud of you. I'm cheering you on over here on the East Coast as loud as I can. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. So I'm wondering, I can't help, it's like running in my head, like, how old were you when you realized you had to give up skiing?
When I was diagnosed, I was 24.
Yeah.
And it really was a year into treatment that I finally took a step back completely from skiing. Mm. You know, going through treatment, I was still trying to be an athlete because I'm extremely stubborn and didn't want to give up on my dreams. And I know it can be so hard to take a step back from your life, but when my treatment became, you know, the most productive was when I took a complete step back from my life and was able to give my body the rest it needed and all of the, you know, attention that it needed to heal.
Isn't that really, that's a very important message that you're saying right there, because I have seen that myself and with others, that this illness actually asks us to get very quiet and still for a while, doesn't it?
It does, and for me being an athlete, it was one of the hardest things I've ever done, but it was well worth it because I was able to come back 100%.
Yes, because, you know, the amazing thing about the human body is that it is very, very resilient, and it's self-righting, and it actually wants to heal. And when we give it the proper restoration that it needs, and the nutrition and the support and the supplements and all of that rest, we can recover, can't we?
Absolutely. And, yeah, just wanting to give that message out there to everyone who's suffering, just to allow themselves the time and the healing, because we all deserve to be 100% healthy and, you know, sharing that with people around you, letting them know what you're going through so that they can also support you in taking a step back from your life and from being too busy to heal.
Isn't that so true? Our culture is so oriented, isn't it, about accomplishing and achieving and doing so many things, which is great in its own way. But, you know, when we get sick like this, we really need to swing to the other end of the pendulum.
Yeah, but I totally agree. But at the same time, you don't have to completely stop doing things in your life. Really exciting to have seen what I got into as far as activities and other projects that weren't as physically demanding during that time. I started to explore what other passions I have and what other things that I enjoy doing, and I think that's really important too, is if you have to take a step back from certain things in your life, find a new, you know, activity that inspires you and motivates you. So I took up painting. Whenever I was really stressed out, I would paint and just let my creativity out in that new way, because I couldn't be skiing.
Isn't that so true? I took up painting also.
How
and
wonderful.
I wrote a book. I mean, there is so much creative energy that's coming through the so-called time out, isn't it?
Yeah, it's. I mean, if you let it be a window into new things, it can be. It can really be an opportunity to find out new things about yourself.
I know. I mean, that's the blessing within the whole journey, isn't it? Is that all that self-discovery?
Absolutely.
But, you know, I'm wondering, I'm thinking as we're speaking, I mean, what was this like that you had this dream of the Olympics? And, I mean, I bet you did not want to put that on hold. How did you manage that?
Well, you know, I set some goals for myself, and some of them were bigger goals that were long-term, and some of them were smaller goals that I could see, you know, just in the next few weeks to achieve. And by setting goals, I was able to feel like I had a little bit more control over my healing and my treatment process for Lyme disease. And when I was finally diagnosed in remission 3 years later, I, you know, put all those goals that I have had for skiing for so long into action as well. So I really feel like goal setting is such a positive thing. And when I made my comeback last season and, you know, Olympic hopeful this year going into the Olympic trials, it was such a dream come true. And, I mean, the whole experience has been phenomenal.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, your comeback is just absolutely epic. I mean, it's just such a fantastic story.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, so true. Such an amazing example of, as you said, setting goals, of willpower, of personal strength, of power and purpose and mission. I mean, such commitment. I applaud you.
Thank you so much. I think everyone's capable of it. You know, if you put your mind to it, you can achieve anything.
It's so true. My dad used to tell me that when I would be whimpering and, oh, I can't do it. He says, you can do it. Your mind is your most powerful tool. He says, now see yourself in a positive situation. And he would make me really focus on that. And he'd ask me colors and what I was wearing. And, you know, it was all the power of what we're capable of creating in our life, isn't it?
Yeah. I think visualization is so productive and powerful, and it has been in my athletics but also in my life.
Oh, yes. So what did it feel like for you when you got back up on your skis, and you know, what was that whole experience for you?
Oh my goodness, I love this question because I always get a huge smile on my face. You know, it's the best feeling in the world to be back skiing. It's the sport that I love the most, and it's been in my life for as long as I can remember, and it's the most fun and the most freedom that I've ever experienced. And being out there again, seeing my body, you know, reach its potential as an athlete, you know, what I'm capable of with my health being 100% was just such a gift, and I am forever grateful.
Oh, my gosh. You must have just felt like just soaring, like you were just almost flying out of your body.
Yeah, I mean, It was definitely a really exciting year last year, but it had its ups and downs, you know, getting back into something you haven't done in a while. It wasn't easy all the time, but it was always a gift.
Always a gift. So now, how would you advise someone who's sick with Lyme today to stay positive and keep their spirits up?
I think the first thing and the most important thing that I would suggest is to find something every day to be grateful for. And I use this even when I'm skiing and I get stressed out or I get, you know, I lose my focus. I find something that I'm grateful for, and I really think about that, and it wipes away any stress, it wipes away any doubt that I'm having, and so find something that really inspires you, whether it's, you know, something you're grateful for in your own life, or maybe someone you look up to and you're grateful for them and, you know, their story. And I found a tennis player, so another athlete from Australia, Samantha Stosur, and she overcame Lyme and came back to tennis to win Wimbledon. So she became my hero, and thinking about her on my down days and thinking about what she achieved and knowing that it's possible, that would just lift me up. So I think it's so important, you know, if you write affirmations on little post-it notes around your house, just positive statements that remind you of things that make you feel really positive. It's just a matter of implementing more positivity into your life and keeping your mindset in a really productive place, which I feel is positivity.
Yes, it works in spades, doesn't it? There's so much energy in that positivity.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I just absolutely loved what you just shared, and that's so important for people that are listening to us today to be able to hear that message from you, Anjali. So I'm also wanting to ask you, after becoming an Olympic finalist in skiing the half pipe, what are your future plans for your skiing career and also with your work with the Limelight Foundation?
Well, I'm really excited about the coming year. I was just named to the U.S. National Free Skiing Team, and will travel and compete in half-pipe events with them this year. And I also am continuing my work with Limelight Foundation, and we're collabing on an awareness program, which is a dream of mine that I've had since the making of the film Limelight, the documentary about my story, and just bringing that film to schools and talking to kids about Lyme awareness and also being strong through hard times and, you know, really going for your dreams.
Oh, good for you. Good for you, and good for Limelight Foundation for partnering together. This is a great collaboration that we've got going here. So, and congratulations on being selected for the team. That's so exciting.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh, you must be thrilled.
Absolutely. It's a dream come true.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, such beautiful things are happening for you. And you're bringing us with you, and you're bringing, you know, all the youngsters with you. It's almost like the Pied Piper. This is such a great story, such a beautiful story. So I have to, I'm thinking, because, you know, you, as you said, you're, what, 3 years and now in remission and feeling well.
It's just a little over 2 years in remission.
A little over two. Okay. So what do you do? What kind of steps do you take to keep yourself healthy and strong so you don't relapse?
You know, I just keep the healthy diet and lifestyle that I had during treatment. And I really feel that that is what bumped up my treatment and allowed me to get into remission. And so I continue eating, you know, very healthy whole foods. I'm drinking a lot of water, making sure I get enough sleep, and just treating my body well. I meditate every day and doing yoga and things to really center and lower the level of my nervous system and make sure that my body is resting, you know, especially at nighttime before I go to sleep. I think that's super important and has helped me so much.
Yes, definitely. Staying grounded like that and in our body in a calm way is so restorative. And as you said, the nervous system takes such a wallop with Lyme disease that helping it be nourished, like you just described, is very helpful for us, isn't it?
Yes, very helpful.
Yes. So, Anjali, stay with me here, Anjali, for a couple minutes. I want to visit with Phyllis. And then, Phyllis, we haven't had a chance to visit this afternoon. You are doing such beautiful collaboration here.
Thank you.
Yes, it's such promising work, reaching out to the children and families of the country with Limelight Foundation. What would you like people to know about the Limelight Foundation?
Well, I think what I would like people to know is that, number one, there is a place. If you have a sick child, that you are a sick child or young adult. The treatment grants that we give out are for people that are between the ages of 3 and 25. And if you have a sick child, there's a place that you could go and to try to get a treatment grant. And as I said in the program last week, that is the reason why Limelight Foundation was developed, was just really to give children that can't afford treatment the option and the chance to regain their health through both financial support and also through emotional support that we try to give at Limelight Foundation.
That's tremendous. And can families all over the country connect with you?
Correct. So right now we have grant recipients in 30 states, which is pretty impressive since, we've only been around for about 3 years. And we've given out 155 treatment grants thus far, totaling $600,000.
So amazing, Phyllis. I'm just, like, elated over this.
Yeah. Well, and it's amazing even what a small grant can do. We give our grant sizes go from about $1,500 to $10,000. But really, $1,000 for someone struggling is huge. It's huge. Yeah. So, I mean, and it's a joy, I think Anjali touched on this, it's a joy to be, we feel that all these grant recipients become part of the Limelight family, and it's a joy to have all these new friends and have all these new people that you are helping in their journey. So it's really a full circle thing, and having Anjali as our spokesperson and spreading more positivity. Our foundation, I think one of the big reasons why Anjali and our foundation connected initially was the positive way that we approach Lyme disease. There's so much negativity that can be surrounding chronic illness that it was just to be hopeful. And so we just try, that's our number one, as a matter of fact, our tagline is raising hope for families with Lyme.
That's fantastic. I love that. So everyone, you need to go visit the website, limelightfoundation.org, limelightfoundation.org, and get involved because there's a lot of help and hope for you. And so it's sad to say, but our time is coming to an end, and I just have loved having you both. Thank you for part one and for part two. And as we part today, Anjali, I have to ask you a final question, because I'd love to end on a positive note. What message of hope can you give to Lyme disease sufferers who are following this program?
I think, to sum it up, because there's so many things I want to share, would be to stay positive, don't lose hope, find people around you to support you, and take the time to explain to them what ways they best can support you, and have, you know, that really strong rock of support behind you, and lean on them when you need that support, and allow yourself to have the emotions that come and to rest when you need to.
Thank you. That is absolutely what we all need to hear. Thank you, Limelight Foundation.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Anjali Van Lennon. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, I loved having you all. And listeners, thank you for joining us today. This has been a fabulous edition of Limelight Radio. This is Katina Makris. Everybody, enjoy your day.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me, please.
Chris Stanis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Mommy! Mom! Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mom! 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 Can we go get some ice cream? Please? 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 Please?
Oh, honey, of course. But we've got to hurry back. Another hour of Transformation Talk Radio is coming up right now.
Yay! Ice cream and Transformation Talk Radio! Mommy! Mom!